我们这个地方是小戏院。
We're sitting in the little theater.
希望呢，这个我儿子两个不是演戏。
But we're not here to perform.
弟兄姊妹也不是来听戏的。
And you're not here to listen to a play.
那么特别在属灵的侍奉上啊，我们求主保守我们，更不是演戏。
Especially in the matter of spiritual service, we hope that we're not putting on a play.
我们知道主在地上的时候曾经很严厉的法利赛人。
We know that the Lord, when he was on earth, very severely admonished the Pharisees.
说他们是这个假冒为善的人。
And he accused them of being false.
Hypocrites.
这
个假冒为善呢，在这个圣经的原文的意思就是演戏。
And in the original text, being a hypocrite is putting on a show or an act.
我想我们今天侍奉主呢，确实需要实实在在。
And today, as we serve the Lord, we ought to be truthful.
好不好？我们在开头的时候，我们有一点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你再给我们一次机会，把我们众人聚集在这个地方。
You have given us another opportunity to gather here in your presence.
主啊，你在这里继续的对我们讲述十字架的道理。
Lord, we thank you for this message on the cross.
我们求你在这个末后的日子。
Lord, in these end days.
当十字架的光在地上的教会中似乎变得十分暗淡的时候，
that the light of the cross within the church on earth is becoming dim.
我们求你重新把这个光点活在我们中间。
We ask that you would renew us and relight the flame in us.
愿在不多的日子里面，
that in a short time,
我们在你在地上还能得着一般真真实实背着十字架跟从你的人。
That you would gain those individuals that truly carry their cross and follow you.
主啊，特别在侍奉的事上。
Especially in the matter of service.
我们何等需要认识十字架的意义。
Lord, we need to know the meaning of the cross.
我们何等需要把十字架的意义带进每一个侍奉里面。
And we need this meaning of the cross to enter into our service.
我们把下午这点的时间恭敬交在你的恩手中。
We commit this afternoon's time into your loving hands.
我们求你与我们同在。
We ask for your presence, Lord.
用你的膏油厚厚地涂抹在这个地方。
Lord, anoint us richly with your anointing oil.
是所有交通的听的通通蒙恩在你的跟前。
That the sharing and the hearing will be pleasing before you.
主，我们知道若不是经过十字架，
Lord, we know that without the cross,
我们不可能达到你荣耀的心意。
We cannot attain your glorious heart's desire.
你也没有办法让你的心意能够成就在我们这些人身上。
And your will cannot be done in our lives.
我们恳求你借着你的灵在我们心灵的深处做深入的工作。
Lord, may your spirit work deeply in our lives.
让十字架的印记深深地落在我们的生活和侍奉里面。
That the cross might be found in our lives and in our service.
主啊，愿你被高举。
Lord, may you be exalted.
愿你得着荣耀。
May you be glorified.
垂听我们的祷告。
We pray that you would hear this prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 我们这三个下午啊，我们希望在侍奉上和弟兄姊妹们一同有交通。
In these three afternoon sessions, we'd like to share with you on the matter of service.
我们尽量的能够把它交通的这个实际一点。
And we want to make these matters practical.
所以这个聚会呢，不仅我在这里开头有一点的交通。
So I will only give an introduction for these meetings.
我也希望呢，所有的弟兄姊妹啊，在侍奉上有经历的人。
I'm hoping that those brothers and sisters with experience in service.
到后面我们留有一点点的时间，那么让弟兄们 弟兄姊妹起来交通的时候
We hope that towards the end of this session, you will come up and share.
你也能把你在侍奉中啊，这个关于十字架的经历的，能够跟我们大家一同有点分享。
And with regards to the cross in service, we hope that you'll share from your experience.
我稍微的提醒一下就是哈
，But I do want to give you a reminder.
啊，因为我们的时间很有限。
Because we are limited in our time.
所以我们希望呢，就是你起来的时候，你能讲实际的故事，讲故事。
We hope that you'll come up and share a story or experience.
不需要再起来再讲道。
And we don't need you to come up and give more sermons.
我们这几天讲道的弟兄们很多。
We've heard a lot of sermons from our brothers.
我们希望听见你讲你在侍奉中啊，怎么样十字架做工你在你身上的那个故事。
So what we want to hear is your story, how the cross has worked in your service.
所以弟兄们弟兄姊妹们大家一面听你们自己心里要有预备好不好
So as you listen, I hope that you'll prepare in your heart.
那这次呢三个下午啊
And in the three afternoon sessions,
我分三个重要的点和弟兄姊妹们一同有交通。
I'm going to share on three important points.
那么今天下午呢我们要交通这个十字架的心思。
This afternoon, the focus of our sharing time is the mind of the cross.
那么明天下午呢
And tomorrow afternoon,
我们要讲到十字架与复活的生命。
We're going to be sharing on the cross and resurrection life.
或者是复活的经历。
Or resurrection experience.
那么第三天下午呢
And on the third afternoon,
我们要讲到十字架与灵的释放。
We're going to share on the release of the cross or release of the spirit.
那我们希望呢这三个下午呢能就着这三个点呢我们和弟兄姊妹们大家能够在一起能有敞开的交通。
And we'll focus our afternoon sharing on these three general topics.
那今天下午呢我想我们先交通这个十字架的心思。
And this afternoon, I'd like us to focus on the mind of the cross.
我们请弟兄姊妹啊和我先一同读一点圣经好吗
Let's begin by looking at some scripture.
我们先请大家看罗马书第十二章。
First, Romans chapter 12.
这些好都是弟兄姊妹很熟悉的圣经。
And these are all passages that you're very familiar with.
但是呢这些圣经非常的重要。
But these passages are important.
所以我们再一起来把它读一读。
So let's read them together.
罗马书十二章第一节和第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
找到我们中英文一起来好。
Let's read together in Chinese and in English.
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的。是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意我们再请弟兄姊妹看一下启示录第十三章
And then Revelation chapter 13
启示录第十三章
Revelation chapter 13
第八节
Verse 8
启示录第十三章第八节
Revelation 13:8
凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人都要拜他我们知道在这节圣经有一个原文呢有一个意思说呢羔羊被杀呢是在立世界根基的时候就被杀的
The point to focus on in this verse is that the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world.
好我们最后呢看腓立比书第二章。
Lastly, Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第二章第五节到第八节。
Chapter 2 verses 5 through 8.
这一段的经文呢，我在很多地方的聚会里面都和弟兄姊妹们交通过。
I've shared this passage of scripture with many brothers and sisters in different places.
但是这一段的经文实在太重要了。
But this passage of scripture is very critical.
我觉得这些话呢，是值得我们一再的来交通，一再反复的来提醒。
And this word ought to be reiterated.
我大概十多年以前开始啊，主把这段话放在我心里。
Roughly 10 years ago, the Lord placed this word in my heart.
那我有一个心愿，我说主啊，希望你每年总让我在不同的地方有个机会能把它重新讲一遍。
And I told the Lord, you've given this word to me. I pray that you would give me the opportunity to share it with brothers and sisters abroad.
十多年过来了。
And in the past 10 years.
那么虽然我也讲了这么几十遍。
And even though I've preached on this dozens of times.
但是我发现在里面当学的东西还是非常的多。
I feel like there's much more to be learned from these verses.
需要一再的被提醒。
And we need to learn again and again.
这段话对我们的生活和侍奉实在是非常的重要。
This passage of scripture is very important to our life and our service.
我们请弟兄姊妹大家一同来把它再读一下。
Let's read this together.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。刚才我们所读罗马书第十二章那里。
Earlier we read in Romans chapter 12.
很清楚地告诉我们基督徒的侍奉跟他的心思有密切的关系。
We see that a Christian service and his mindset is tied together.
或者我们的心思在侍奉神的事上面它具有一个相当重要的地位。
Our mindset in service has a preeminent place in God.
因为我们的思想不仅支配我们的生活。
Because our mindset, determines how we live our lives.
我们的思想也影响我们的服事。
And our mindset, influences our service.
因为我们常常怎样想我们的事情怎样做。
Because the way we think is the way we act.
很多侍奉的工作都是因为我们先想。
A lot of the things we do, it's because we thought it up.
所以我们这个思想如果不能归给神。
So if we cannot commit our thought to God.
很多时候可能我们的侍奉在神跟前就没有多少的功效。
Then our service does not bear much fruit.
很多人以为说侍奉呢是关乎到恩赐的问题。
A lot of people think service has to do with gifts.
我们觉得服事主需要有各式各样不同的恩赐。
We feel like we need various different gifts.
不错，恩赐是重要的。
This is true, gifts are important.
没有恩赐，我们是不能服事。
And without gifts, we cannot serve.
那么也有人觉得说侍奉主呢需要热心。
And some feel that to serve the Lord, we need fervency.
我们需要一个非常火热积极的态度。
We need zeal.
我们需要有热忱。
We need to be fervent.
我们需要肯奉献。
We need to be able to consecrate ourselves. To offer ourselves.
我们知道这些也都是宝贵重要的。
And we know these are important.
那还有人觉得在侍奉上面最重要需要有魄力，需要有冲击的力量。
And some feel like we need might or power.
也有人觉得侍奉上面需要有见识，需要有很丰富的尝试，知识。
Oh, and some feel we need common sense or knowledge.
那么这些东西呢都是重要的。
And these are important.
但是其实呢从圣经里面保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us in the scripture.
侍奉最重要的弟兄姊妹首先是要把我们这个心思意念能把它控制住。
Paul tells us that we need to control our mind and our thoughts.
所以他在罗马书第十二章第一节这里说哈。
So in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 it says,
他说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Says, our service is a spiritual or reasonable act of worship.
宾路易士母啊说这个理所当然呢，原文应该把它翻作是做理性的侍奉。
Jesse Penn Lewis has told us that this service ought to be one that is rational, reasonable.
这个理性的侍奉，这就跟我们的心思有关系。
This reasonable service has to do with our mind.
我们的侍奉怎么样能够成为一个理性的侍奉呢？
And how can we have this reasonable service?
下面他就说什么，不要效法这个世界，只要心意，就心思要更新变化。
It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我们必须要一个更新变化的心思，我们才能可能做理性的侍奉。
We need to have a transformed or renewed mind so that we can have this reasonable service.
弟兄姊妹，那什么样的心思是一个被更新的心思呢？
And what kind of mindset is one that is renewed?
我们感谢主啊。
And we thank the Lord.
在圣经里面给我们看见主自己做了榜样。
The Bible shows us that the Lord himself is our example.
所以这个更新的心思呢，就不再是我们原来天然的心思。
So this renewed or transformed mind is not our natural mind.
这个天然的心思啊，被称作是旧的心思。
This natural mind is considered the old mind.
我们晓得用一个旧的心思来服侍神是不可能产生属灵的果效。
With our old mindset, we cannot bear spiritual fruit.
但是你们会看见今天大多数侍奉主的人
But we see many who serve the Lord
都忽略了我们这个心思上面的更新。
Have lost this renewing of the mind.
那么呢，我们服侍主呢，多半是怎么样？用我们旧的心思在服侍。
And most people serve with this old mindset.
甚至今天在地上有所谓的很多训练的工作，也只不过是训练人的旧心思，就是。
And a lot of the so-called trainings that we may receive are only trainings for our old mind.
保罗在这里很清楚地告诉我们，我们要侍奉神，能够做理性的侍奉。必须要有一个更新的心思。
Paul says, to serve God and to have this reasonable service before God, we ought to have a renewed mind.
弟兄姊妹，这个更新的心思乃是主的心思。
And this renewed mindset is the Lord's mind.
所以我们的主到地上来的时候，他为我们做了一个美好的榜样。
So the Lord, when he came to earth, set an example for us.
所以我们在腓立比书第二章那里，我们就可以看见什么是主耶稣基督的心思。
So in Philippians chapter 2, we see what the mind of Christ is.
那我们要问说，主的这个心思是从什么时候开始的呢？
And we have to ask, when did the Lord's mind, when was that set?
我们知道主的这个心思，刚刚我们读到启示录第13章那里告诉我们。
When we read from Revelation chapter 13, it told us,
因为羔羊的被杀是在立世界根基的时候就被杀。
It says, the lamb was slain, and when was the lamb slain? At the foundation of the world.
那就说还没有时间，神还没有创造万有的时候。
It means that before the creation,
我们的主耶稣基督他已经取了羔羊的形象。
Our Lord Jesus already took on the likeness of a lamb.
他里面已经有羔羊的心思。
And he had the mindset of a lamb.
在那个时候他已经是被杀。
And he was the sacrificial lamb at that time.
所以有一个弟兄解释得很好啊。
So one brother explained this well.
他说在时间的以前的永远里。
And he said, in eternity past,
主耶稣基督已经具备了这样的一个意识，一个心思。
He already had this desire.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以晓得耶稣基督的这个思想呢，不是他到地上来的时候才有的。
So this mindset was not one that he attained when he came to earth.
就是在他还没有到世界来之前，他这个思想已经在里面。
Even before he came to this earth, he had this mindset.
那么等到主耶稣基督上了十字架。
And until he went up on the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这个思想就完全的被释放出来了。
This mindset was released.
或者我们这样讲啊，主耶稣在地上33年半的这个生活，在地上的生活，每一个时刻，每一件事情，你都看见他受这样一个思想的一个支配。
And we see that even in the 33 and a half years that the Lord lived on earth, every moment was lived with this mindset.
而这个思想最后整个完全的时候是在十字架上面。
And when we see the fullness of this mindset manifested, we see our Lord on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，因此我们可以称这个思想为十字架的心思。
And so this mindset of our Lord can be, we can term the mindset of the cross.
这个思想乃是一个被更新的思想。
And this is a renewed mind.
今天我们需要这样的心思来侍奉我们的主。
And it is with this mind we ought to serve the Lord.
所以主到地上来说，他本来就是这个思想。
So our Lord, when he came to this earth, he had this mind.
等到他复活升天之后，
And when he was resurrected and ascended,
我们看见到了永世里面，
we see that in eternity,
主耶稣基督仍旧是被杀的羔羊。
And our Lord is still the lamb that was slain.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在知道腓立比书第二章第六节到第八节这个基督的心思乃是主耶稣基督一个永远的心思。
So we see that this mindset of Christ found in Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 through 8 is an eternal mind.
因为这个心思是侍奉神的心思。
And this is the mind with which we ought to serve Christ.
所以主不是到了地上来才开始学的。
So our Lord did not learn this when he came to earth.
那对我们来讲的话呢？
But what about for us?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要学。
This is something we need to learn.
啊，我们需要圣灵在我们里面不断地做更新的工作。
We need the Holy Spirit to do this renewing work.
我们能看见只有我们进入耶稣基督这样的一个心思。
Only when we enter into the mind of Christ,
我们才能够把神所要的服事能够献给神。
Can we offer him the service that is due him?
我实在感觉这是很重要的一件事情。
I feel like this is a matter of most importance.
我们不能用我们原来老旧的心思，那成就什么属灵的功。
We can't use our old mindset to achieve much spiritually.
所以在侍奉上
So in spirit, in
有一个非常基本根本上的一个学习。
In service, we need to have this fundamental learning.
那是从我们的心思开始。
And it begins with our mindset.
所以保罗说，要让耶稣基督这样的心思成为你们的心思。
So allow the mind of Christ to be our mind.
啊，我们或者说哈，这个翻作意念也很好，没关系，这个就是翻就是。英文就是 mind， 中文里面有个叫做意念这个字，啊，那么这个字呢
，it can also be translated thought，
或者说以基督耶稣的意念为意念，主就有这么个意念在。
We ought to have the thought that Christ has。
那我曾经用这样的一个比喻
，and I've given this example in the past，
好像我们所得到的生命是新生命。
We know that we have received a new life.
这个生命在我们里面，圣经的描述它是一个泉源。
And it is depicted as like a fountain.
那么这个泉源呢，也可以说在我们里面像一个无穷无尽的大水库一样。
And this fountain is similar to a water reservoir.
那么这里面的水那是绝对的纯净。
And this water is pure.
但是呢，我们的心思想像什么呢？
Well, what is our thoughts like?
我们的思想呢，就是一个管道。
Our thoughts are like a channel.
那像我们现在旧金山啊。
For example, here we are in San Francisco.
那旧金山自来水厂呢，这里告诉我们说呢，我们这里经过处理过的水啊，绝对是干净的，你打开龙头就可以喝。
The water plant tells us the water here in San Francisco is pure. When you turn on your faucet, you can drink that water.
啊，那么水厂再三保证这个水是绝对没问题。
And they guarantee that that water is fresh.
但是呢，如果呢接近我们家里面这个水管呢是旧的。
But what if the plumbing in our homes are old and rusty?
这个水管已100年了。
And this old plumbing is over 100 years old.
并且里面呢已经生了锈。
And it's rusted.
那么你到我家来，我打开水龙头接了水。
I turn on the faucet and I pour you a glass of water.
我告诉你说，旧金山的水公司告诉我们这个水是可以喝的。
And I tell you, the water company guarantees that this water is drinkable.
你敢喝吗？
Do you want to drink it?
你说是，那个水是干净的，但你这个管子不干净。
You say, yes, the water is pure, but your plumbing isn't.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道很多的时候呢，我们里面主所给我们的生命是纯净的。
So the life that the Lord gives us is a pure life.
但是透过我们这个污秽的这个心思啊，出来的时候呢，它就不纯净了。
But through our old and corrupted mind, what comes out is no longer pure.
这是我们今天在侍奉上常常出现的难处。
And this is a hardship we find in service.
你看，有的人还有很大的恩赐。
There are many with gifts.
啊，有的人呢有很大的热忱。
There are many that are fervent.
但是这个心思啊没有更新。
But the mind has not been renewed.
所以这个出来的东西呢，有的时候不仅不能这个供应人呢，反而污秽人呢。
So what comes forth not only does not supply others, but harms others.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在侍奉神的事情上，我们的心思意念需要被更新。
Brothers and sisters, in our service, our mind has to be renewed.
或者我们说，应当像主耶稣基督一样，有一个十字架的一个心思。
Or like our Lord Jesus, we ought to have the mind of the cross.
我们晓得主永远是我们侍奉上面的榜样。
We know that in service, our Lord is forever our example.
所以腓立比书第二章。
So in Philippians chapter 2,
第五节到第八节的话非常的重要。
Verses 5 through 8, we see words that are important.
这个是值得我们在主面前呢一再的来思想。
And we ought to meditate upon these words.
我们应当有个很深的渴慕。
We ought to have a deep desire.
仰望神的灵在我们的心思意念中做更新的工作。
We ought to desire that the Spirit of our Lord would work in our minds.
好叫我们有一天我们的心思能够与我们的主的心思一样。
So that our mind and thoughts would be the same as our Lord's.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的心思跟主的心思一样的时候。
And when our mind is the same as that of Christ.
这个主的生命从我们这侍奉中自然的流露出来的时候呢，就会成为别人的供应。
And when this comes out of us, it becomes a supply to others.
这一段的话语啊。
This passage of scripture here.
我们可以看见里面包括了重要的有七个点。
We see 7 important points within these verses.
这些都是主的意念。
And this is the mind of Christ.
所以保罗要我们的心思意念中也存有这样的一个意念。
And so Paul tells us that we ought to have this mind as well.
那我在这里呢，愿意跟弟兄姊妹们再重复的简单的来把它交通一下。
And I want to simply fellowship on these points.
他第一个点呢
，The first point.
他说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Says.Although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
这段话我们都知道，主耶稣在神的儿子在神性上与父神是一致的。
We know that, in his nature, he was equal to God.
但是这里他讲到说呢，虽然他是同等的，但是他不抢夺。
And it says, though equal, he did not, regard this a thing to be grasped.
这个不抢夺呢，原文的意思也可以写讲说他这个不抓住什么东西不放。
And this grasp can also be interpreted, he did not take hold of anything or
或者说他坚持什么，坚持自己的这个感觉不放。
And he did not insist on anything. Retain.
他抓坚持一些事情。
He did not hold anything for himself.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们今天看见在侍奉上，我们很容易就会表现出这样的一种的感觉出来。
Dear brothers and sisters, in our service, we sometimes see this manifestation.
在世界上，我们看见人在那里争强斗胜。
We see in this world, people are in conflict over things.
所以我们看见这个世界很混乱，充满了战争的世界。
And so we see much chaos and conflict.
在商场、商业场合中也是一样的，大家极尽自己的本事，怎么样的巧取豪夺，要把别人的变成自己。
And we see in business and industry, others, stealing for themselves.
我们总是想我们弄出一个东西压倒别人。
And we think of ways, where we can overcome others.
但是很奇怪，你在主的教会里面也会发现这些东西。
And yet you find the same phenomena in the church.
有时候在服事上面，我们就产生了一种的竞争的一种感觉出来。
And we see these struggles in service.
我们总觉得我们要比别人更好。
We always feel like we want to do a better job than others.
当然你要追求主的上好，这是宝贵的。
Of course, to do well before the Lord, this is a good thing.
但是我们不是要去跟别人比较的。
But we are not comparing with one another.
弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉中很容易我们天性中的这种败坏的性质就会显明出来。
Our natural and corruptNature will manifest itself in service.
我们很好强。
We take things with force.
我们有很强的这种征服的意念。Conquer.
We have this.
Conquer.
We want to conquer others.
我记得我年轻的时候。
And I remember when I was younger.
在教会中也看见一些弟兄们，他们真的很有恩赐啊。
I saw brothers and sisters with much gift.
他们给我们这个感觉呢，就是要征服天下。
And they gave us this feeling that we need to conquer heaven and earth.
所以呢，当我们讲，你看我们在这边发展工作，那边发展工作，哇，这年轻人的兴奋得不得了。
And when they would talk about expanding their work to this region or that region, it would get the young people really excited.
我们实在感觉这些年长的弟兄们是我们的偶像。
And we idolize these brothers and sisters.
将来我们起来侍奉主也像他们。
And I would say, when I come up and serve the Lord, I want to be like him.
所以我记得我刚刚蒙召出来侍奉主的时候。
And so when I was first called to serve the Lord,
那个心思里面呢有一点点不正常。
In my mind, there was some abnormality.
所以我很也学谦卑啊，学这个，但是有一点点的不正常。
Of course, I learned I have to be humble, but there was some slight abnormality.
我想说，我要用功读圣经。
I felt like I need to study the Word of God diligently.
我要从圣经里面得到很多丰富的启示亮光。
And I want to receive much revelation and light from God's Word.
等到我得到这许多的亮光的时候啊。
And when I've received this revelation.
那个心中的感觉，我就可以这么横行天下。
Then I felt like I can conquer things for the Lord.
因为到哪里，这个一招一出来，大家都被征服了。
And I felt like I could capture audiences.
弟兄姊妹们，这个心思意念不正常。
And this thought, this mindset was abnormal.
我现在发现，在年轻的侍奉主的弟兄们中，有这种思想人还不少嘞。
And I found in various localities, there are brothers and sisters with this mentality.
很快的就希望怎么样呢？成为有名的人物啊。
And they want to, in a short time, become a famous servant for the Lord.
很快的就变成这个，好像是很有干才的这个。
And in a short time, they accomplish much.
那弟兄姊妹可以跟别人怎么样，一争长短啊，竞争。
And so you see this competition.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是主的心思。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the mindset of our Lord.
我们的主到地上来。
When our Lord came to this world,
他不仅没跟不跟神之间有什么抢夺。
Not only did he not grasp anything from the Father,
他在人中间也是一样。
He was the same among
men. 他从来不坚持，不这个坚持自己的这个感觉。
He would not hold fast to his own.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看今天我们要进入侍奉。
So as we enter into service,
如果我们里面没有这种 跟别人去比较争强斗胜的意念的话呢，我想教会的光景要和平的多了，对不对？
If we did not have such a competitive mindset, I think there would be much tranquility in churches.
同工们在一起的配搭服侍上面来讲，也和谐的多了。
And when servants of the Lord work together, there would be much harmony.
所以这第一个点啊
，So the first point
讲到主耶稣基督的这个。心思呢是一个不强夺的心思。
So the first point is that this nature of our Lord Jesus, is one in which he did not grasp.
啊，我想为着时间的缘故，我不再举例。圣经这样的例子很多。
And there are many such examples in the Bible.
啊，如果你去思想这个雅各跟以扫的故事，很有趣的。
If you look at the story of Jacob and Esau, it is very interesting.
兄弟两个人在那里抢夺啊。
They were always grasping. Things.
好，那么第二个点啊。
The second point.
他这里讲到说，凡道虚己。
Says in verse 7, he emptied himself.
那么这里呢，告诉我们呢，主耶稣基督呢，他把他自己倒空了。
Our Lord emptied himself.
我们从四福音书里面。
From the four gospels we see.
我们看见主的这个倒空啊，是一个很伟大的一件事情。
That when the Lord emptied himself, it was a great thing.
有弟兄们告诉我们，除了他的神性之外，他把他其他所有一切事物都倒空了。
And not only his godly, apart from his godly nature, he emptied everything.
他把他天上荣耀的地位啊，这些尊荣通通倒空了。
His glory and his position in the heavens, he emptied all these things.
所以今天我们要侍奉主。
And today, as we serve the Lord,
我们需要学会把自己能够倒空。
We ought to learn how to empty ourselves.
Darby 弟兄告诉我们。
J.N. Darby tells us.
他说人的己就是仇敌的工厂。
Our self is the factory for the enemy's work.
仇敌今天最能做工的地方就是我们人的己。
The place where the enemy can do the most work is in our self-life.
我们也可以看见今天在教会侍奉上很多的难处呢，都是因为我们的己被仇敌来利用。
We see many difficulties in the church arise because the enemy uses our self-life.
啊，有的时候呢，我们自己的兴趣啊出来了。
Our own interests come up.
我们自己的意见。
Our own opinions.
我们自己的看法。
Our own understanding of things.
我们还有许多时候里面有成见，很多成见。Prejudice.
And our own prejudices.
然后呢，还有这个野心啊 ，ambitions.
Our own ambitions.
雄心啊，都是这个。那么还有我们自己的尊严，自己的感觉多得不得了啊。
And all our feelings and all our opinions.
所以你看见在教会里面有一个聚会最难聚就是侍奉聚会。
And the most difficult meeting in the church is the service meeting.
我有时候曾经参加过有些侍奉聚会啊。
And I've attended service meetings.
大家争吵不休。
Where brothers and sisters will argue.
为什么？因为每一个人都觉得自己的意见是最好的。
And they always feel like their opinion, their ideas are the best.
其实有的事情呢，大概五分钟就可以解决的。
There are matters that can probably be settled in 5 minutes.
结果吵了两个钟头还是解决不了。
But they argue for 2 hours and nothing is resolved.
这充分说明怎么样？我们没有把自己倒空。
And what does this say about us? We have not emptied ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天在侍奉上
In the matter of service today,
我们要学习像主一样把自己的这些都倒空。
We need to empty ourselves like our Lord did.
这个空啊实在是一个很重要的秘诀。
This emptying is a secret.
我想我们今天呢所说的空呢跟这个一般异教所说的空是不一样的。
And this emptying ourselves is different from other religions.
因为我们晓得佛教也讲空。
Because in Buddhism, they also speak of emptying yourself.
他们在这个空的上面呢有非常多的讲究。
In this emptying, they have many privileges.
弟兄姊妹们对基督徒来讲。
Oh, they have many theories. But to a Christian,
我们的空是为了让基督更多充满我们。
Our emptying is for the sole purpose of having Christ fill us.
我们的侍奉常常有的难处是什么呢？
And what is the difficulty in our service?
就是我们里面根本不空。
The problem is we're not empty.
我们要进来服侍主说这个里面已经装满了很多东西啊。
We want to serve the Lord, and yet we're full of our own opinions.
一大堆的事物充满在我们里面。
All these things are filling us.
所以神要用我们的时候呢，这个像这个瓶子一样，它都已经满了。
So when the Lord wants to use us, the vessel is already full.
所以你要把神的恩典带出去的时候，好像变得十分的困难。
So to bring forth God's grace to others, it's very difficult.
所以我们需要常常能够维持一个里面呢这个空的状态，好叫主的恩典不断的能够进来。
So we ought to keep ourselves an emptied vessel so that the Lord can fill us.
你不要说侍奉了，有时候我们连听到都是这样，对不对？
And not only regarding service, but even hearing a sermon, for example.
啊，年日久了，这个好像这个里面都满了，这个再讲的道都进不来了的。
After many years of hearing sermons, it's like we're full and the Lord's word cannot enter anymore.
这显在哪？显在我们那个里面的那个渴慕，那种要主的感觉没有了。
And how is this manifested? It's in our desire for the Lord. We find that we have no more.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们里面常常能够维持一种空的一种状态。
So we ought to have this emptying within us.
所以我们可以看见这个空，一方面来讲，给仇敌没有工作的机会。
So when we empty ourselves, it gives no ground for the enemy to do his work.
主耶稣在这个约翰福音曾经讲到
And the Lord in the Gospel of John tells us,
约翰福音第14章30节他这样说的
In John chapter 14 verse 30,
他说这世界的王要来了
He says, the king of this world is coming.
但是他在我里面呢是毫无所有的。
Says the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me.
因为在主的里面是空的，所以仇敌在他里面没有工作的机会。
The Lord has emptied himself, and so the enemy has nothing in the Lord.
所以另外一面来讲的话，我们的空呢，也留给神呢，能够更多用我们的机会。
And when we empty ourselves, we give opportunity for God to use us.
所以主耶稣基督时刻都保持着他里面一个空的状态。
And so the Lord at all times had this attitude of emptying himself.
这个叫做他倒空自己。
And this is what is meant by him emptying himself.
所以这几天呢，主在这里啊，要赐下更多丰盛的话语下来。
So in these next few days, the Lord has abundant word for us.
不仅服侍的人在主面前祷告，求主把我们里面的光景倒空。
Not only those who serve ought to have the prayer of emptying himself.
我每个弟兄姊妹都要祷告主啊，求你把我倒空，好叫我重新盛装你的恩典。
But all the brothers and sisters have to empty themselves so that the Lord can manifest His grace in us.
这是我们今天在侍奉神的事情上面啊，需要有的心思的第二个重要点。
And this is the second point we ought to have when we speak of service.
第三个点。
The third point.
他说去了奴仆的形象。
It says, taking on the form of a bond servant.
我们曾经讲过这个取奴仆的形象啊是一个主动的一个动作。
And I've shared previously how taking on the form of a bond servant, this is a voluntary action.
就当神的儿子到地上来的时候。
When the Son of God came into this world.
神对他的儿子说那么你到地上总有一个形象你要取什么形象呢
And perhaps the father asked the son, what form would you like to take as you enter into the world?
我曾经对很多青年弟兄姊妹这样讲。
And I've previously asked young brothers and
sisters 你年轻时候你写这个我的志愿将来要做什么对不对
If you write your aspirations, what you want to be when you grow up?
大部分都写说哎呀我将来要做医生做律师。
Some might write, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer.
我年小学时候还有同学说我将来做总统。
And I even had an elementary school friend who wrote, I want to be president one day.
从来没有看见一个人说我将来要做奴隶。
I've never seen a young person write, when I grow up, I want to be a bond servant.
今天呢弟兄姊妹们也许世界东西我们不要了。
Perhaps today, the things in this world we do not want.
可能我们在教会里我们要做神的仆人要做这个属灵人要做一个什么伟大的工人、啊、
Perhaps in the church we want to be a servant of God or some great useful person for God.
但是我们的主到地上来的时候呢，他是取什么？取奴仆的形象。
But when our Lord came into this world, he took on the form of a bond servant.
保罗在罗马帝国的时代，他完全懂得奴仆是什么意思。
And Paul, living under the Roman world, knew exactly what a bond servant was.
因为在他们的时代，一个人做奴隶的话呢，他不仅是这个没有什么地位，连人格也没有。
And in those days, as a slave, you had no position and no rights.
主到地上来的时候，
and when the Lord came into this world, in order to serve God, he took on the form of a slave.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
保罗后来蒙召出来侍奉主。
Later on, Paul was called to serve the Lord.
他也称自己为奴隶。
And he also considered himself a bond servant.
他说在神侍奉神的事上。
And he said, as far as serving the Lord,
我要效法主耶稣基督，我没有自己的地位。
I want to be like my Lord, and I want no position.
我甚至连 我自己的人格也没有。
And I want to give up all my rights.
有个完全的顺服。
And I want to completely submit and obey.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天在新约的时代中，
we know that in the New Testament times,
神的侍奉是用儿子来做仆人的。
He gives us
用他的儿子做仆人。
He uses his son as a servant.
这是新约侍奉的一个很重要的特性。
And this is a notable point.
在使徒行传第四章里面，
in Revelation chapter
那里讲到有一个词，希腊文的词叫做 pious 这个词。
In Acts chapter 4 we find this term pious.
那么这个字呢可以翻成两个意思。
And this can be translated into two meanings.
可以翻作儿子，也可以翻作奴仆。
It can be translated son or slave.
那很奇妙的，这个字是用可以两个翻译。
And this word can be translated both ways.
这正说明了我们今天基督徒的两个身份。
And it speaks of our identity.
两种的。那么我们晓得主耶稣到地上来说，他一方面是儿子，另外一方面是奴仆。
When our Lord came into this world, on one hand, he was a son, but on the other hand, he was a bond servant.
所以我们蒙恩得救主，我们也应该是这样。我们一方面是神的儿女，另外一面我们是神的仆人。
And when we become a believer, we receive the same. On one hand, we're a son. On the other hand, we're a slave.
在神的家里面，我们是神的儿女。
In the family of God, we are his children.
我们有权利可以享受一切。
And we have all rights, and we are able to enjoy.
啊，我记得我这两个儿子小的时候啊。
I remember when my sons were little.
那么有的时候放学回来了，就是直冲这个冰箱。
After they get out of school, they run home and go straight to the fridge.
冰箱里面一打开，看见什么拿着就吃的。
They open the fridge and grab whatever they want and eat it.
这是儿子，对不对？
And this is what a son can do.
家里面什么东西他都可以享受。
He can enjoy everything in the household.
啊。那另外一面呢，在神的国里面来讲，我们是做仆人的。
On the other hand, in the kingdom of God, we are a slave.
我们要成全神的旨意的。
We want to accomplish God's will.
我看今天呢，在普遍的教会里面，普遍的教会就是所有各地教会。
Oh, I see churches in general.
大多数的基督徒啊，都是做儿女的多。
I see most Christians are children.
认识自己做仆人的不太多。
Those that recognize themselves as slaves, there aren't too many.
到了教会里面，人家把椅子摆好了，往上坐吧，坐到这个。
You go into the church, others have set up the chair, and you just sit down.
坐完了就乱七八糟，拔腿就走了。
And then you get up and leave when the meeting's over.
所以这个是做儿女的啊。
This is being a son or a daughter.
他知道享受，他不知道这个服侍。
We know how to enjoy, but we don't know how to serve.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要侍奉我们的神。
And today, when we serve our God,
我们必须要取奴仆的地位。
We ought to take on the form of a bond servant.
这个是你自己要主动的来取。
And this is a voluntary action.
这是非常宝贵的事情。
And this is a precious thing.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
他说哈，就成为人的样式。
He took on the likeness of man.
这个这里的 man 是个多数字。
And this man here is plural.
成为一个这个就是说呢，每一个人的样式这样变成。
And so this is he took on the likeness of all men.
那这个就是说什么？你很平凡的，对不对？
And this means he is very common.
我也常常听见有人告诉，哎，孙弟兄，我看见有一个人很像你。
And one time someone told me, brother son, I saw someone that looked just like you.
我这次在香港啊。
When I was in Hong Kong recently.
有一个弟兄就跟他的太太讲，说你看他像不像一个人？
And someone told his wife, doesn't he look like this person?
哇，这回像的人呢，是香港那个大财主。
And this was some rich person in Hong Kong.
他跟他长得一模一样。
And they told me I looked just like him.
弟兄姊妹，当你的这个样子，这个到处都可以看见，是很平常，对不对？
And most of us, we look common.
所以他成为人的样式。
And so our Lord took on the likeness of men.
就是说他非常的平凡。
In other words, he was common.
非常的不出色。
He did not stand out.
我们知道主耶稣到地上来说，这犹太人弃绝主的一个很大的原因啊。
And this was one reason why the Jews despised him.
因为他太平常了。
Because he was common, he was ordinary.
他也出来是拿撒勒一个木匠的儿子。
He was a Nazarene, the son of a carpenter.
要这个犹太人呢，就像今天早晨陈锡珍就讲，这个几千个专家呢，要看他就是弥赛亚，这是很困难。
And like our brother shared this morning, for all these experts to look at him and consider him the Messiah, that was a difficult thing.
那么主耶稣呢，没有加行美容。
He had no glory or beauty.
其实呢，我们中文我常常讲，中文翻译的是很文雅，什么加行美容。其实如果直译就是他长得很丑，就是这样。
And in the original text, it said he was ugly.
Yeah, that's right. 这个，连以赛亚先知以赛亚说，连我都不羡慕他。你看，先知以赛亚看的也都不羡慕。
And even the prophet Isaiah says, I do not, you know, envy him.
我们的主到地上来，他是非常的平凡。
And he was very ordinary.
他从来没有一个意念呢，他要做一个什么很出色的人，很了不起的人。
He did not ever have the mindset that he was going to become someone great.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在侍奉上
，in service,
一个美丽的一个心思
，a beautiful mindset,
就是要做平凡人
，is to become a normal person.
越平凡越好。
The more ordinary, the better.
老实讲，属灵就是平凡。
Spiritual is
ordinary.
Ordinary.
那个不平凡的呢，恐怕属灵有点问题。
And those that are extraordinary, perhaps they have issues with their spiritual life.
因为我们主的形象就是这样。
Because this was how our Lord was.
弟兄姊妹们
，Your brothers and sisters.
我们晓得今天在教会的侍奉上
，We know that service in the church today.
很多人侍奉的意念思想都已经走了样子。
We know that many brothers and sisters have already gone astray in their mindset.
很多人从年轻的时候就想着要做一个不平凡的人。
Many brothers and sisters from their youth want to be extraordinary.
很奇妙的，在世界上他不要。
In worldly things, they may not
want. 跑到教会里面，他又捡起来。
And yet in the church, they want to grasp certain things.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
愿主的心思充满我们的心思。
May the mindset of Christ become our mindset.
你要知道，主耶稣虽然很平凡的
，But you need to know that even though our Lord was ordinary,
但是主蛮有人的味道啊。
He had the essence or flavor of man.
我们可以这样说，没有一个人像他更像人。
We can say that there was no human like our Lord.
我们的麻烦是什么呢？
Our problem is,
我们稍微有一点什么，我们就骄傲了。
That when we become prideful.
如果呢我们太平凡了就自卑了。
If we're ordinary, then we're down on ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们要常常把主放在我们的心思中。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have the mindset of Christ.
尽量在教会侍奉中跟别人一样。
That in service within the church, we are the same as others.
这是我们主美丽的一个心思。
And this is a beautiful mind.
然后第五个点。
The fifth point.
好，既有人的样子就自己卑微。
He said, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself.
这个 humble, 这个圣经的原文呢就是小，他就微小自己。
And this humbled is made himself small.
你看主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他用的那个他的形象怎么是羔羊啊？
And the image that our Lord gives us of himself is that of a lamb.
最有趣的是犹太人都一直希望他是狮子，但是他是羔羊。
The nation Israel wanted him to be a lion, but he took on the form of a lamb.
我们的主愿意取这个小小的羔羊做他的一个形象。
He wanted the little lamb to be his image.
你知道他的思想意念中他微小他的自己。
And in his mindset, he wanted to diminish himself.
所以我常常想，如果今天呢我们跟着一个狮子后面的话，你很神气啊，对不对？
And I would often think that if we follow a lion, we could be very proud.
哇，如果你牵着一头狮子你走路啊，大家都吓跑了。
If you had a lion as a pet and walked him on a leash, everyone would run from you.
如果你跟那个小小的羔羊后面。
And if you walk behind a little lamb.
我们有什么好耀武扬威的呢？
What do we have to boast of?
那个小羊羔，那个不像，根本不相配，对不对？
And we don't.Feel like the lamb is worthy of us.
弟兄姊妹们，侍奉主的人是羔羊的跟随者。
But those who serve the Lord are those who follow the lamb.
我们要学习微小我们的自己。
We need to learn to decrease ourselves.
那我曾经讲过，这个小啊就不容易受伤。
And I've said before, when we are small, we don't get harmed.
我们在侍奉上常常很容易受伤。
You know, in service, we often feel hurt.
所以有人跑来跟我讲，哎呀，我受伤了。
So people will come to me and say, you know, I've been hurt.
我说你太大了嘛，所以受伤。如果你小就不会受伤。
I tell them, you know, you're too big, that's why you're getting hurt. If you become small, you won't get hurt.
你在教会里变得很大，弟兄姊妹们，魔鬼最喜欢打那个大。
If you're a big figure in the church, the enemy likes to strike that big figure.
所以你难怪看见在基督教里面很多人出名到个地步啊，这个魔鬼用一个指头一戳就倒了。
So you see these great figures in Christianity, in modern Christianity, and the enemy will poke him and they fall.
如果我们微小自己的话，这个仇敌不容易打到你。
And so if we diminish ourselves, the enemy will have.Will less likely hit you.
你如果微小自己，你很容易得供应。
And when you shrink yourself, then you will be supplied.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要、很重要的学习。
And this is a very important thing we need to learn.
这个微小自己是主动的。
And again, this humbling ourselves is voluntary.
我最喜欢讲这个戴德森弟兄的故事。
And I like to share the story of Hudson Taylor.
他有一次被请到一个地方去这个讲道。
And he was asked to preach at a certain place.
哇，那个教会里面的长老兴奋得不得了啊。
And the elder of that church was very excited.
因为这个有名的这个伟大的神的仆人要到我们教会来讲道来了。
Because this renowned preacher of God was going to share in their assembly.
他老早他就心里面想怎么介绍他。
And he was thinking to himself, how should I introduce this?
带着圣经就到他们的教会去了。
And so Hudson Taylor came to their church.
这个长老很兴奋站在台上。
And the elder with great excitement stood on the stage.
他说今天早上我们中间来了神伟大的仆人。
And he proclaimed that this morning we have this great servant of God here.
带着圣经上台的时候。
And when Hudson Taylor stepped on the stage.
他说第一件事情，我要修正一下我们弟兄刚刚说的话。
He said, first of all, I need to correct what my brother just said.
他说我不是神伟大的仆人。
He said, I am not the great servant of God.
我是那位伟大神的小仆人。
I am the little servant of a great God.
哇，这是羔羊的跟随者。
And this was truly someone who followed the Lamb.
非常的美丽。
And this is a beautiful thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在教会中，如果我们能学习微小自己
，In the church, if we learn to humble ourselves,
我们就能够更多像主一样的服侍。
And we can serve the Lord like He did.
那么第六个点啊。
The sixth point.
这里讲到纯心顺服。
It said he became obedient.
你看英文的翻译是成为顺服。
Becoming obedient.
那么这告诉我们，他是为着某一个目的，他顺服。
For a purpose, he became obedient.
我们晓得一切都是为着神的旨意。
We know that all was for the will of God.
主耶稣的顺服在科西玛尼园所表现的是最美丽。
Our Lord's obedience was most beautifully manifest in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们知道在上十字架之前
，Right before he went up on the cross，
那个最后的那个祷告
，That final prayer of our Lord。
弟兄姊妹们，他的压力非常的沉重。
The pressure on him was immense。
圣经记载说，他祷告时汗像血点一样滴在地上。
The Bible records how his sweat was like drops of blood.
甚至支持不住，随时要倒闭在那里。
And it was to a point where he could have fainted at any moment.
结果还需要有天使出来加添他的力量。
And angels even had to appear to strengthen him.
因此我就知道，在侍奉神的事上，他承担了一个何等沉重的压力。
And we know in service he bore this heavy burden.
他一个非常美丽的祷告。
And he had a beautiful prayer. He said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass. But not according to my will, but according to thine will.
因此这是全本圣经中间所讲到顺服最美丽的。
And in the whole Bible, this is the most beautiful example of obedience.
主在那里说，父啊，只要照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
He said, according to your will and not mine.
这说明什么？
And what does this tell us?
顺服的意思就是把我的意志降服在神的意志下。
Obedience is placing our will beneath the Lord's will.
也就是说，在侍奉上，我没有自己的决定。
So that in service,I have no decisions. My Lord makes my decisions.
我相信弟兄姊妹，我们有侍奉经验的人，我们都能够知道这是多么不容易的一件事情。
Those of us that have real experience in this matter know that this is a difficult thing.
当我们遇见非常艰难的环境的时候
，When we encounter difficulties and hardships,
我们常常里面我们的意志就会起来要做自己的决定。
Our ideas come up, and we feel like we need to make decisions.
但是我们在这个时候如果能像主一样我们对主说主啊只求你的意思不求我的意思。
But if we can become our Lord and say your will and not mine,
用这样的话我们在侍奉上就能够成全神的旨意。
In this way, we can achieve God's will in service.
最后一个点
The last point.
这里讲到说呢他顺服以至于死且死在十字架上。
He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以我们可以看见这个整个基督的心思啊，最后的一个点是落在十字架上。
We see the focal point, the peak of the service of our Lord is focused on the cross.
当这个心思落在十字架上的时候呢，这个心思就达到一个完满的一个出现啊。
And when this mindset is focused on the cross, we see this mindset come to a fullness.
我们前面讲到倒空自己。
Earlier we mentioned emptying ourselves.
这是一种舍己的一种的举动。
This is a form of denying yourself.
那么到了十字架上面的时候呢
？But when we come to the cross,
是达到一个完全无己的一种状态。
We come to a point of being selfless.
根本没有我们这个己。
There is no self.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天我们学十字架功课一个最高的点。
And this is the highest point, when we learn lessons of the cross.
所以当最后主把自己献上钉在十字架上的时候
，And so when the Lord allowed them to crucify him,
他这个己在十字架上被破碎。
His self was completely broken.
我们看见那个神的生命就从主的身上完全释放出来。
And we see the life of God poured forth from our Lord Jesus.
所以十字架乃是属灵生命成熟的记号。
So the cross is the mark of maturity in our service.
所以我们需要有这样的一种的心思。
So we ought to have this mindset.
我有时候对比较年幼的弟兄姊妹们这样说。
Oftentimes I say to the younger people.
那么什么叫做我们在这里背十字架呢？
What does it mean to bear the cross?
那就是说当事情来到的时候。
It means when situations come.
艰难困苦来到的时候。
When difficulties and hardships come.
不顺利的事情来到的时候。
When things don't go smoothly.
我们的反应是属灵的。
Our reaction is spiritual.
那表示你身上有十字架。
That means the mark of the cross is on you.
所以这是一个很简单的一个解释。
And this is a simple explanation.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在侍奉上面。
In the matter of service.
我们的主为我们做了美丽的榜样。
Our Lord is a beautiful example for us.
所以在他还没有到这个世界上来以前。
So before he came into this world,
这个十字架的意念心思已经在他里面。
The mindset of the cross was already in him.
所以今天我们如果要侍奉我们的主。
So today, if we want to serve the Lord,
在侍奉上能够带进属灵的果效,
to bring forth spiritual fruit,
我们的心思一定要被更新。
Our minds have to be renewed.
我们的心思必须要像主的心思。
Our mindset has to be like that of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天侍奉上面的可以说最重要的第一步。
And this is the first and most important step.
如果我们的心思像我们的主,
if our mind is like that of the Lord,
我们的侍奉自然的表现出来的光景就是主所要的情形。
Then what is manifested in our service is that which is pleasing to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
不要容许我们这个旧有的心思来支配我们的服事。
Don't let the old mindset dictate our service.
也不用我们天然的心思那么来服事我们的主。
And don't use your natural mind to serve the Lord.
我们第一件事情祷告仰望。求主的灵在我们的心思意念中做更新的工作。
We ought to pray that the Spirit of the Lord do the renewing of our mind.
所以保罗要求我们要把身体献上，要首先把自己奉献。
So the Apostle Paul tells us we need to offer up our bodies as living sacrifices.
给圣灵有工作的机会。
To give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to work.
把基督这个十字架的意念，首先呢，把它组织在我们的心思。
That the mindset of the cross might become our mindset.
当我们能查验何为神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意的时候，
that we might know what is the good and pleasing and acceptable will of God.
我们在教会里面才可能做理性的、合理的服事。
And then we can do the work of reasonable service.
我想今天下午呢，那么我把这个十字架的这个心思呢，哈，这个点呢，和弟兄姊妹们，做一个很概略的交通。
So this afternoon, I wanted to give you this overview of the mind of Christ and the mind of the cross.
我们下面呢还有这个差不多二十分钟的时间。
And we have about 20 minutes left.
我们希望有弟兄姊妹啊能够起来，做一点实际的见证。
We hope that brothers and sisters will give their testimony.
如果刚才我们所说这些点，弟兄姊妹们在中间你有见证，那我们欢迎你起来能够做一个简短的一个交通。
If you can give a short testimony concerning one of the points that we brought up, feel free to share.
最好呢三五分钟啊。
We hope that you give yourself 3 to 5 minutes.
不需要这个再讲很多道理，好不好
？And you don't have to give more sermon.
我们希望听见你的真实经历，你的故事。
We want to hear your experience and your story.
啊，我不晓得有哪位弟兄或者姊妹能够已经心里有了感动，预备好的。
Is there a brother or sister who would like to share?
啊，你有 ？OK， 来，请你上来。啊，我们年轻的弟兄有。
We have a young brother who would like to share his experience.
我的经验是在上一年暑假。
My experience is from last summer.
那时候过了教会的夏令会。
After the church conference.
看见很多比我还要年轻的一些真的刚刚信主的一些弟兄姐妹。
I saw some younger brothers and sisters than even younger than me, those who have just come to know the Lord.
那么那时候我心里就想，哎，他们应该很需要读读圣经。
And I felt they need to read the Bible.
那时候心里常常有一个意念，就是跟他们一起读。
And I had this thought that I would read with them.
可是呢，还有一件事，就是学校也有一些悟道的同学。
And there were also some, gospel friends in the school I was at.
那么那时候有一点的那个查经。
And we had our Bible study.
但是那个时候呢，在心事里面就是很想为主做一点事情。
But I had this thought that I wanted to do something for the Lord.
哎，我也知道这也是主想我要去做的。
And I felt this was what the Lord wanted.
但是心里面另外有一个意念。
But I had another thought.
那时候是关于感情的意念。
And that had to do with an affection.
就是对某一个姐妹有点那个情感上面的那个感觉。
And I felt affection, or an attraction to a sister in the Lord.
那么可是那不是神的旨意。
But that was not the will of God.
但是心里面就是很被这个事情捆绑。
But I was bound in my heart and in my emotion.
那时候就是我想侍奉。
I wanted to serve.
我也想就是跟那个姐妹多联系。
But I also wanted to pursue after the sister.
那么发觉就是心里根本没办法去集中精神。
And I felt like I could not put forth the effort for the Lord.
那么一直在挣扎挣扎。
And I felt this conflict within me.
就错过了机会去跟那些年轻的弟兄去查经。
So I took the opportunity to have Bible study with the young people. Oh, I missed the opportunity to have Bible study with them.
那么最后呢，就是神就告诉我一件事情。
And lastly, the Lord reminded me.
就是你这样是不能侍奉我的。
You can't serve me in this way.
那么他就终于狠狠的就把我跟那个姐妹的那个就是那个关系加一个句号。
And in a very harsh way, he broke off the relationship I was having with this girl.
就是让那个姐妹有一个男朋友。
He allowed that girl to have a boyfriend.
听起来是很好笑的。
And it sounds funny.
但是可能我就是那么硬着景象。
But because I'm stiff-necked.
那么神一定要这样才能教导我听为止。
The Lord had to do this so I would listen to him.
但是就是我很感谢神。
But I'm thankful to God.
那时候他就给了我一句的圣经。
He gave me a portion of scripture at that time.
那么他是说那是约翰福音十二章二十四节。
And it's found in John chapter 12 verse 24.
说到是我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不若在地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多籽粒来。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
就像我把这个心呢，放在一个姐妹的身上，放在感情上面的话，
I put my heart and my affection on this girl.
我就什么东西都做不成。
And I couldn't accomplish anything for the Lord.
那么现在这个心肯定要死了。
And then that had to die.
那么我就把这个死的心拿回来。
And I took that broken heart back.
就拿给神去用。
And I gave it to God for his purpose.
那么那个时候开始我就 比较终于能够专心去侍奉神。
And from that moment on, I felt I could diligently serve the Lord.
那么在当中神就有很多造就我的机会。
And the Lord had many opportunities to reveal things to me.
所以我觉得这个十字架的功课你不学神就是神也知道你不更新不学的。
So,Even if we don't learn the lessons of the cross, the Lord knows we don't want to learn those lessons.
不甘心不学。We don't want to not learn.
Oh, okay.
就因为就是我就不甘心自己浪费了自己的一生。
So I didn't want to see my life and my ability to serve the Lord go to waste.
但是如果不经过这个十字架，
But without going through the cross,
那我的一生很可能就完全的浪费掉。
I could very well have wasted my life away.
所以为这件事感谢神。
So for this matter, I'm thankful to the Lord. If you've already prepared beforehand, please don't hesitate.
We 参加这个组的弟兄姊妹大概都是侍奉上比较热心的。
I think most of you here have a fervent heart to serve the Lord.
所以我交通一点我在侍奉上失败的经历。
So I want to share with you a failure in my experiences in service.
也许可以帮助我们呢少有些的这个得罪主得罪弟兄姊妹的时候。
In order to encourage you for when you are wrong, brothers and sisters.
那大概18年前。
This was about 18 years ago.
我从学校去工作在美国这个地方工作。
I finished school and I was working here in America.
因为呢去以前的那个弟兄他说呢你不仅来工作你还要在这里就是服侍教会很需要。
He told me, not only was I to work, but he wanted me to serve in the church.
结果有一天呢才没多久有一天那个带我去的弟兄就告诉我。
Well, not very long afterwards, a brother who brought me to the church told me.
他说某某弟兄跟他的姊妹说只要你跟英美在哪里他们就不会在那里的。
And they told me, if you and Deborah, my wife, are there, then we're not going to go there.
我是永远不会想到说有人会对我们这样的感觉。
And I never imagined that someone would have such a feeling towards me.
那天上班的时候整个心好像都不在那里了。
So that day I could not work.
非常非常难过。
I was very sorrowful.
回家这个英美说。
And I went back and told my wife.
两个人就到主面前祷告。
We...came before the Lord and prayed.
还没祷告，先大哭一场。
And before we even prayed, we wept.
他觉得好像很委屈。
We were very sad.
怎么弟兄怎么会这样看我们呢？
How could brothers and sisters think that of us?
但是我们稍稍回想一下。
But then we stopped and we thought.
能找到一点的这个原因。
And we thought of reasons.
可能从头一天晚上我们到那里做见证已经得罪人了。
Perhaps the first night we arrived and gave our testimony, we wronged someone.
可能在言语中间呢，就已经显出我们的大。
Perhaps in our speech, we came across as being better than them.
那结果呢，在后来的这些侍奉的机会里面呢，可能都更加相碰，自己都不知道。
And perhaps in other opportunities of service, we butted heads with them without us knowing.
所以我们两个人决定，就是在主面前要好好的谦卑。
So we decided, my wife and I, that we needed to humble ourselves before the Lord.
因为那一对弟兄姊妹是比我们年长的。
Because that couple was older than us.
感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
在我们要离开那里的时候。
That before we left there.
他们呢都能够完全接纳我们。
They received us back.
送我们礼物。
And they sent us off and even gave us a gift before we left.
但是另外一件事情呢到现在还没有过去。
But another matter that has not been settled.
就是 跟这个传道人的事情。
It concerns preaching the gospel.
不是跟那个 preacher 的关系。
Oh, it has to do with my relationship with a preacher.
因为我在教会里面呢、啊，大概比较热心，所以他们很快就把我选做执事。
I was very fervent in the church, so they put me up in a higher position.
那一做执事呢，你就开始长执会，就跟牧师在一起。
So when you become a deacon, then you serve with the pastor.
刚开始还不错。
At first, things were going well.
但是有一天呢、啊，我听那个姊妹跟我讲。
But one day a sister told me,
他说呢，这个牧师是个拜金的牧师。
This pastor is a,
love money.
Oh, he loves money.
他说呢，这个穷人他是看不上眼的。
And he despises poor people.
软弱的不扶持。
And he doesn't support the weak.
有病的不医治。
And he doesn't heal the sick.
我一听你又心里很生气。
And I thought of this and I was angry.
我越看他就越像这样。
And so I despised him.
那时候我真的心思就不正常了。
And my thought became abnormal.
然后就常常跟这个另一个执事就谈我看到的问题。
And I would complain to another deacon about him.
那在执事会里面呢，大家都去谈不愉快的事情。
And in deacons meetings, we would speak of unpleasant things.
有时候呢，执事们自己在一起开始谈，怎么样来找牧师来谈话。
And we would murmur against this pastor when us deacons got together.
那有一次最严重的。
And one time something serious happened.
就是在那个长执会的里面。
And it was in the elders meeting.
有人提一些事情。
Someone brought up some matters.
结果一听呢，跟牧师跟我讲的事情不一样。
And I heard that there was a discrepancy between what I had heard from the pastor.
我就当堂说，我说牧师你跟我讲的不是这样啊。
And in front of everyone, I confronted him and I said, that isn't what you told me.
但这件事情呢，让他太没有面子。
And this caused him to lose faith.
所以他说，我是因为信任你才跟你讲实话。
And he's like, I trusted you and that's why I told you the truth.
没有想到你这样的那个羞辱我。
I didn't think you would admonish me like that.
那时候我还太年轻。
And I was too young at the time.
没有想到人这个对人伤害这么大。
And I never thought I would hurt someone so much.
他当场哭起来。
And he wept in front of everyone.
后来我想尽办法去弥补这个关系。
And later on, I thought of reasons to, or a way to mend this relationship. When I saw him,
那经常托弟兄姊妹问候他。
I would often ask brothers and sisters to greet him.
有时候自己打电话去。
And sometimes I would call him.
但是我知道他是不理我的。
But I know that he does not acknowledge me anymore.
后来他有一个独立的侍奉。
Later he had, he served on his own.
我就想借这个机会为他做奉献。
And I wanted to help him out.
但是那个回的信呢，也是短到不能再短的。
But the letter that came back to me was very short.
所以一个错误。
So one wrong can bring about such a result.
我们可能花一生之久都弥补不回来。
And probably for the remainder of my lifetime, we will never come back to good terms.
我真盼望说，在地上的时候就跟这位弟兄和好。
And I hope to mend our relationship while here on earth.
我也盼望我们弟兄姊妹很珍惜我们弟兄姊妹的关系。
And I hope that we will treasure the relationship we have with one another.
我们彼此在一起服事的时候都有恩典。
That as we serve with one another, we'll have grace, mercy.
都有爱心。都有点爱心。
And with more love.
那么另外一个是讲到我认识的一对弟兄。
And lastly, I want to share about a couple that I know.
这两个弟兄呢都是刚刚得救的。
Oh, it's two brothers that recently came to know the Lord.
我就暂且称一个叫做张弟兄，一个叫李弟兄好了。
I'll call them Brother Chang and Brother Li.
我们中国人喜欢讲张三李四。OK, 那么这两位弟兄呢，刚信主啊，两个还很不错。
And when they first came to know the Lord, they did well.
那张弟兄不会开车，所以这个李弟兄就教他开车。
Brother Chang couldn't drive, so Brother Li taught him how to.
有一天呢，这个张弟兄因为是个木匠。
Because Brother Chang was a carpenter.
那他呢就要为教会侍奉。
He wanted to help out in the church.
然后他就把这个李弟兄也找来了。
He brought along Brother Lee.
这个两弟兄啊，高高兴兴的早上开始工作。
And happily they began to serve and work in the church.
到中午都还不错。
And by noon things were still going well.
到傍晚的时候，我想来看看弟兄们怎么样。
But late at night I checked in on them.
哎，我听这个声音怎么这么大
？I heard some loud noises.
你看这个张弟兄啊，这个不高兴了。
Brother Chang was unhappy.
啊，他说呢。我已经忍耐一整天了。
He said, I've put up with you for the whole day.
你这个老是说那样说这样。
You keep saying this and saying that.
我受不了了。
I can't take it anymore.
然后就说啊，本来了还想说将来跟你合作开公司的。
And I had even thought of opening a company with starting a company.
现在这些都别想了。
Forget it now.
如果我一个人做的话，我早就做完了。
If I had done this work myself, I would have been done long time ago.
你还跟你做到现在还这么多还没做完。
And I'm working with you till now, and we're not even done.
然后我就跟他讲说，弟兄啊，
and I told
有话慢慢说。
I told him, brother,
有话慢慢讲。
Calm down.
那这样他们就回去了。
And then they left.
第二天早晨我遇到这个张弟兄的时候。
And the next morning when I bumped into Brother Chang,
我就请他坐下来。
I asked him to sit down with me.
他说：“弟兄，昨天你那样讲话不太好。”
And I told him, you know, the words you said last night weren't very good.
要跟李弟兄道歉。
You should apologize to your brother.
他说：“昨天路上回去就道歉了。”回去的路上就跟他道歉。
He said I apologized to him last night on the way home.
他说：“我跟弟兄说，我这个人脾气不好。”
I told him that my temper was not good.
请你原谅我。
And Please forgive me.
那他就跟我讲。
And he told me this.
他说呢，我现在是神的儿子。
He said, now I'm a child of God.
但是我这人脾气这么不好怎么办？
What should I do about my bad temper?
他说我一发起脾气来就不像基督徒了。
When I have a temper tantrum, I'm no longer a Christian.
那我请他一起祷告。
So I prayed with him.
感谢主，我们这弟兄是跟主认罪，然后求主帮助他。
And I thank the Lord, he confessed his sin and asked the Lord to help him.
然后他接着又跟我讲说那个李弟兄家庭很穷苦。
And he told me that Brother Lee wasn't doing well financially.
我想要帮助他。
And I wanted to help him.
希望也有弟兄姊妹能够帮助他。
And I hope brothers and sisters could help him.
他还跟主喜悦，他好好侍奉主。
And he wanted to serve the Lord right.
从这两个弟兄的情形，我觉得我们在侍奉上有一个学习。
And from the example of these two brothers, I've learned.
第一个就是他们两个人性格很不同。
That in service, they're.These two had different personalities.
这个张弟兄是比较大而化之的。
Brother Chang was more outgoing.
那个李弟兄他很仔细，他很求完美。
And Brother Lee was very meticulous.
所以这两个人碰在一起呢，你就肯定知道会有麻烦。
And so there was a problem putting them together.
那如果照着年龄还有那个他的专长来说的话呢，应该是张弟兄带头。
According to their age and expertise, Brother Chang should have been the leader.
但是呢，李弟兄说的都对。
But Brother Lee did everything correctly.
因为呢，我们当时跟他讲说是要这么做，但是那个张弟兄呢，他想随便做，不做很随便，就说不要那么仔细。
I wanted them to prepare things a certain way, but Brother Chang had his own way of doing things.
但是在侍奉上我们呢有一段学习，就是说我们能够顺服连长的。
So in service, I think one lesson to be learned is we need to submit to our elders.
当时意见不同的时候，我们愿意顺服下来。
And when we have differing opinions, we take the lesser position.
所以当那个张弟兄在发脾气的时候
，And so when Brother Chang had a temper,
那李弟兄呢，他就是一声都不回。
Brother Lee did not respond.
我很少看到一个人啊，那个能够在出现的时候就这么样的柔顺。
I've never seen someone so gentle and not defend themselves.
第二天还跟他一起来做事情。
And then the next day I continue to work with him.
那么张弟兄也有学习。
And Brother Chang also learned a lesson.
他很快就能认错。
Or he taught me a lesson that he admitted he was wrong.
而且当我一跟他提的时候，他就马上就很坦白地说。
When I confronted him with this issue, he was
是我不好。
He acknowledged that he was wrong.
无论信主多久，我们一直能够有这种的灵，这种的态度。
No matter how long we've known the Lord, we ought to have this attitude.
那么他讲到说，如果一个人做，他早就做完了。
And when he said that if he did this work himself, he would have been done a long time ago.
可能真的是这样。
It might have been true.
但是神的意思就是要我们配搭。
But God's will is for us to work with one another.
只有这样我们才有十字架的功课可以学。
And then only in this way can we learn the lessons of the cross.
这是我们侍奉神真正给我们的祝福在这里。
And here we can obtain God's blessing.
好，就讲到这里。
On my sharing here. I apologize, we're already past time. I think many of you have some wonderful experiences. We have tomorrow and the next day. And I'll give brothers and sisters more opportunity to share your experience. We'll end our session here. Please bow in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你不仅把我们从仇敌的手中救赎回来。
Not only do you deliver us from the hand of the enemy.
你还叫我们做父神的祭司，侍奉神。
You cause us to be holy priests and to serve you.
我们实在承认我们这个堕落的人是不会侍奉神。
Lord, we confess that our fallen nature does not allow us to serve.
感谢你，不仅你把你的生命赐给我们。
We thank you that not only have you given us your life,
你为我们做了美好的榜样。
You have given us your example.
主，我们求你在侍奉上首先来更新我们的心思。
Lord, may you transform and renew our minds.
让我们真实能以基督的意念为意念。
That we can have our mind be like the mind of Christ.
好叫主的生命在我们的侍奉中能有更多的流露。
That the life of our Lord might be made manifest through our service.
主，我们多么需要十字架更深的工作。
Lord, we need the deeper work of your cross.
愿主在我们最深的意念里面打上十字架的印记。
Lord, may you put the mark of the cross in our deepest mindset.
好叫我们一生侍奉跟随你。
That as we serve you in our lives,
能像我们的主一样。
That we might be like you, Lord.
愿你得荣耀。
Lord, may you be glorified.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 聚会就停在这。
We'll end our meeting here.